I realized I would have to tell my son the whole story someday. I wondered where I would begin. It was 2 years before, in the summer of 2005, that Andrew had begun his long, slow slide into the depression that finally claimed him. It started on the day we first met little B, on a lonely beach in Nigeria. The only souvenir I have of that first meeting is an absence where the middle finger of my left hand used to be. The amputation is quite clean. In place of my finger is a stump, a phantom digit that used to be responsible for the E, D, and C keys on my laptop. I can't rely on E, D, and C anymore. They go missing when I need them most. Pleased becomes please. Ecstasies becomes stasis. I miss my finger most on deadline days, when the copy checkers have all gone home and I'm typing up the last-minute additions to my magazine. We published an editorial once, where I said I was wary of sensitive men. I meant to say weary, of course, and after 100 outraged letters from the earnest boyfriends who'd happened to glance at my piece on their partner's coffee table, presumably in between giving a back rub and washing the dishes, I began to realize just how weary I was. It was a typographical accident, I told them. I didn't add it was the kind of typographical accident that is caused by a steel machete on a Nigerian beach. I mean, what does one call the type of meeting where one gains an African girl and loses E, D, and C? I do not think you have a word for it in your language. That's what little B would say. I sat in my pew, massaged the stump of my finger, and found myself acknowledging for the first time that my husband had been doomed since the day we met little B. The intervening 2 years had brought a series of worsening premonitions, culminating in the horrible morning 10 days earlier, when I had woken up to the sound of the telephone ringing. My whole body had crawled with dread. It had been an ordinary weekday morning. The June issue of my magazine was almost ready to go to the printers, and Andrew's column for The Times was due in too. Just a normal morning, but the soft hairs on the backs of my arms were up.